What about then? There has been some discussion among the fans about the thing that the obvious question, because Lee was such a vital part of Heat, has been in the band for over 30 years.
Correct,
and
yeah.
For some fans, I've noticed it's kind of a hard to accept any new guy coming into the band. So,
yeah.
So you must have realized that that's a bit of a
yeah, listen,
you know,
exactly. You're always going to get a percentage of people that are not going to like, oh, you know, that's not you, I hate now, and that's it, you know. But they're entitled to their opinion and stuff like that. It's just that I have to try and do the best I can. As long as I'm happy, the band's happy. And if the people get the energy and passion, and hopefully the excitement that I bring to the band, if they can accept that, hopefully, you know, everything will be fine for the fans as well.
Yeah,
but I know it's difficult.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure that once, like, they hear the new album and they see you play with Heat live, I'm sure many people would change their minds.
Of course,
that,
of course.
It
yeah.
Took a long time for Bernie and Phil to get like accepted among the
like, hardcore ones
who've been there from the early 70s.
Yeah.
So it just might. I think so. It might take a little time. So.
Yes, I like those challenges.
Challenge,
I like to win the fans over.
Yeah.
No matter what I do, you know. So I'm hoping that, as I said, at least if they give me a chance, and then the challenge is set for me to go, you know, you will enjoy it, you know.
Yeah.
I hope. So, but I'm. Yeah, I'm very happy with the situation. I know the band's very happy with the situation, and that helps, hopefully, portray the songs. You know, I'm singing all these parts, so it's a big challenge for me. I know that.
Yeah,
you know,
but it's a challenge because it's not just just running, but
I know,
all the
have to do them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of singing, and in fact, I've taken over some of the higher vocals from Phil as well.
Yeah.
You know, so we had a nice little few days of messing around with the harmonies, because obviously once Lee had gone, everyone was dissecting their notes, and so we, you know, were able to pinpoint people's harmonies a bit better and where my voice sat better and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So should be right.
Yeah,
I know the big song's July Morning.
I
do.
Yeah,
I've specialised it a little bit with what I do,
yeah.
And things like, you know, as I said, they've allowed me to put my own input in, and I'm hoping it's input that will please everybody. So I know it pleases me, it pleases the band, it's only the fans to go now.
Yeah, but I think so too. I mean, in my opinion, there's no point in trying to just play the songs exactly like they were recorded 30 years ago.
Exactly.
It's
yeah.
always, for me, because I've seen Heat like 30 times live, so it's more interesting. To me, if I hear some new things there, if the band keeps bringing some new elements, some different arrangements, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, just trying to bring the best out of each song the best you can, you know, so it's giving them a chance as well, I think, with me in, to do that kind of thing. Well, hang on a minute, with this song, Russ is in now, how about, you know, like all this fresh start business, which is only healthy for any band, I think, you know. So it's all good at the moment. I'm looking forward to tonight.
Yeah,
I know it's late. It'll be
a
late one, but...
Yeah. I think people will be... Many of the people will be pretty drunk by that time.
They'll love it anyway. They'll say, oh, Lee's lost weight. He's changed his head off. No, but he's an underrated drummer. Lee Kersley, great drummer. And you know, in England, because of the drumming scene, I know the drumming scene, he doesn't get mentioned as much as he should do, you know, because he plays some great drums and great vocals and puts them both together.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of credit goes to Lee for that, you know.
Yeah.